If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Isabella Green with us. First-time guest is a metaphysical specialist, spiritual healer, author, and service to the evolution of consciousness and the ascension of humanity. Since her powerful reawakening, Isabella has dedicated her life to multidimensional work, which extends beyond the limitations of 3D. Isabella is certified in hypnosis, Reiki, and life coaching. She reads Akashic records and is an extra-dimensional channeler. Her intuitive and paranormal abilities deepened over a decade of advanced spiritual practices and a pure lifestyle. This has allowed her to create a unique method of remote healing work that she now offers worldwide as well. Her latest book is called Leaving the Trap, How to Exit Reincarnation Cycle. Isabella, welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Looking forward to this. How did this all start for you?
It started a long time ago. I've been astral projecting since I was 17 years old until about 25. I had two near-death experiences, one of them induced. I've been facilitating healing sessions for 11 years where I was able to observe what happens once the soul gets out of the body, that immediate moment of the soul coming out of the body. I took the quantum healing hypnosis sessions to question the reincarnation cycle and whether I can or cannot get out of it. I've also been listening to others, and I recently, over the last 9 years, been quantum traveling past the astral field and the afterlife dimension. So I've received the view of the bigger picture, so basically tapping into the quantum field of information.
And you also must be very spiritual.
I believe that any person who lives the good life or the life without regret in service to others is a spiritual person.
When you were doing your astral projecting, did you do it at will or was it accidental when it first started?
No, absolutely. I wanted to learn how to astral project back when I was that young, at 17 years old. I had a friend who was a shaman, and he talked about it a lot. He didn't really teach me much until I started to astral project on my own, because I really wanted to astral project. But astral projecting takes you into the astral plane. It does not take you past the astral plane. But between the age of 17 and about 24, 25, I did a lot of exploration of the astral plane on my own. I taught myself on my own, although I had an idea. And the shaman that I'm mentioning trained me how to avoid the pitfalls of the astral dimension once I already started doing that.
Isabella, what was that moment where you decided, I'm going to do this for a living?
It kind of was decided for me because I worked in the financial services industry. I lived in New York City. I was very much a rock star by night and a professional by day. And by no means did I have any idea that I was going to be who I am today, even 10 years ago. But then around 2010, I got laid off. They gave me a year of pay.
Wow.
And during that year, yeah, as a severance package. And during that year, I started asking bigger questions. I started asking, why am I here? What am I here to do? And the answers started coming in bit by bit, because I promised that if I was told 10 years ago what I was going to be doing right now, I probably would have turned around and went right back to, like, Morgan Stanley or something, because it would have sounded really, really odd to me back then. I had no idea about what I'm doing right now back then.
You mentioned the reincarnation cycle in your book. What exactly is that?
I suggest that the reincarnation cycle is the artificially maintained system around Earth that traps and recycles souls. But other planets, in my observation, also have reincarnation cycles of their own. However, the planets that participate in the whole reincarnation cycle system are on the same level of consciousness development as Earth plane. So we're talking something below 5D, so between 3.1 and 4.9D, if you want to use numbers here. And they also participate in our reincarnation cycle, and this is how I call it cross-species reincarnations happen.
Give us your definition of reincarnation. What happens at death?
What happens is, at the moment of passing, as the soul comes out of the body and travels into the light, we all hear about that. Usually you're being sucked into a tunnel of white light, and that tunnel spits you out into the afterlife dimension, and that dimension is populated by the beings who I call the handlers of the reincarnation cycle. They present you with the life review. Life review, I believe, is based on the Akashic records that are kept around Earth plane, and they show you that you didn't do so good in this lifetime, that you made people suffer, and we all do in one way or another, or whatever, but you're being presented with the idea that you were not good enough in this lifetime and you need to go back and do it better or pay off your karmic lessons. And then you take a little rest in the afterlife dimension, whether we call it hell or heaven, and I can go into either one of, or both of these, because I've visited both in my astral projection. And then about 3 years later, usually on average about 3 years later, the soul is back into the new body, except if the person passed suddenly or at a very early age, like in a car accident, then usually they come back 6 months to a year later, right back into their own family very often as new children. And I know this through the sessions and the past life readings that I facilitate for people.
Isabella, when a soul stops reincarnating, what's the reason for that?
I don't know that the souls that are already within the reincarnation cycle are able to stop reincarnating. There are souls that have been here for centuries.
They don't reach a high plateau or a level where they don't have to come back?
This I am not exactly sure about, but my understanding, my present-day understanding, is that you continue being recycled as long as you are within the reincarnation cycle. So I do not see that it naturally allows you to get out, because then it defeats the whole purpose of the reincarnation cycle.
Well, that's true, too. Now, why would some people want to exit the reincarnation cycle, as you mentioned in your book?
I think it's all about freedom of choice. I'm all for freedom of choice, and I believe that every soul has the right to decide for themselves and choose whether they want to continue with Earth plane, because there are millions of people who love it and they don't don't even imagine that they can do anything else, and that's fine. They should be able to continue being recycled or having lives on Earth. But those who are tired or have had enough or feel that they have already fulfilled their obligations or the contracts that they made with themselves when they agreed to come into the Earth plane the very first time, they should have a choice and they should have a right to get out. And when you are, whether you are in the near-death experience or you are facing the handlers after your final breath, you're really not presented with a choice at all. They will run you in circles for a while until they find the weak spot, and from that, it makes they make it look as if you made your choice to come back again or to return to the body in case of the near-death experience.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're with Isabella Green. Her book is called Leaving the Trap. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's a remarkable situation. What do you say to people, Isabella, who do not believe in the afterlife? They simply think when you die, that's it. It's over.
Well, as we believe it, so it is. But my father was this way, and he recently passed. And I literally was able to communicate with him as soon as he got out of the physical form. And he, from the other side, he told me, wow, now I can see what you were saying all along.
Now he believes, right?
Yeah, now, I observed where his soul went, observed, and I could very clearly communicate with him. But before he was ready to go, and it was obvious because he was deteriorating for a while, and so I kept having this conversation with him. I was telling him, Dad, watch, we're going to be more in touch once you're out of your body than we are now while you're in the body. And he was always laughing, like, what are you talking about? He was a hardcore atheist. But, yeah, it happens. So this is what I say. I say, hey, just see what happens.
Was he an atheist all his life?
Oh, yeah, yeah, very much so.
I assume his parents were the same, right?
Of course, yeah, yeah.
That's what happens most of the time. But you are convinced the afterlife does exist. You have no doubts.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100,000%. Absolutely. Not only that I have seen it, I've talked to the souls. There's such a phenomenon as disincarnate souls, the ones who got out of the physical form, whose bodies died, but they attached to a living host because they were terrified to end up in hell, or they were just not ready to let go of the physical dimension. And people who have this kind of attachments, auric attachments, they are considered to be possessed or considered to have an entity. And I help people with this kind of situations, and I interview these souls. I ask them what happened and how come they're sticking around. And some have been sticking around for centuries, but through my own near-death experiences, I've observed that there is a very tangible plane around Earth. It's a layer of reality, and it has a very tangible border that separates the rest, separates that layer or that dimension from the higher realms. So if you're trying to go out of body, and you go through astral projection, then you're going to be bouncing off that ceiling, or it's a feeling like you're stuck in the jello, that layer is going to hold you there. But if you learn to quantum travel like I did, you just bust right through. As a matter of fact, you bypass that dimension altogether. So I absolutely 100% know that the afterlife dimension exists and what it is like. What heaven is like, or the area that we call heaven where the near-death experiences happen.
I can understand you going to heaven to check it out, but what about going to hell? Why would you go there?
Well, it's not really what we believe, George.
It's not fire and brimstone and people screaming?
Well, I would suggest that it's the lower astral plane, and the lower astral plane is very unpleasant because it's populated by the lower consciousness spirits that operate very much on the same level as Earth plane does. Everything is figured out through conflict. There are spirits that harass you or chase you around. There are mazes there. There are spirits of the simpler kind, you know, the kind that are not necessarily friendly to you. And that's the lower astral. And this is where souls land, the souls that were not necessarily of the highest consciousness while still alive. And I believe that this is what we call hell. But heaven is the upper astral, and it's exactly what people describe when they have near-death experiences, because it's transparent and it's like rainbowish light, and there's this music of the spheres. You can feel it. Well, if you had cells, I would say that you feel it with your cells, but it's as if it's coming from all directions, and this beautiful looking beings, and the beings, by the way, depend on what you believe in. So if you believe in angelics and ascended masters, you're going to observe this kind of being.
They'll be there for you.
Yes. If you don't believe in these, then you're going to see your deceased loved ones, which I posit that it's still these are still the handlers of the reincarnation cycle. They just can take any shape or form that would be the most convincing for you.
Describe heaven to us.
Well, this is what I was just starting to describe. It's an incredible feeling. The reason people that have near-death experiences are transformed is because they have a chance to dip their toe into what the natural state of the soul is supposed to be, the love, the kind of love that we do not have on Earth and that we are all starved for, because it's the memory, the innate memory of the soul. And so you experience this feeling of all-encompassing love, and everything is peaceful and quiet, and the colors are the pastel rainbow colors, and the beings around you and yourself are semi-transparent, and you feel this music of the spheres, like I said. And it's just really, for people, it is anything that they wish to experience or that they believe in. So if they believe it's a garden, they see it's a garden, but in this kind of presentation, and it's all transparent and beautiful. And so when human soul is experiences this, and the person comes back after the near-death experience, they feel elevated because it gives them just a glimpse of what the most innate state of the soul really is.
Now, when people have their near-death experiences,
right,
do they see their dearly departed loved ones? Who comes to them to aid them?
I doubt that. I honestly doubt that. I believe that the ones who come to aid them or to send them back to the body.
Right, go back.
Okay. Right, exactly. The reincarnation cycle handlers. And these are the shape-shifting beings, and they can take any shape that will be convincing for you. So if it's the loved ones that you believe, or that they know, they look for your weakest spot. So if it's guilt, then you'll be guilted. If it's love, then you will be shown the one that you loved the most and lost, and you miss them so much. Like in the movie Contact, if you remember.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
The father showed up. And what did he say? He said, I'm in this form because then you'd be more comfortable this way. So I believe that the system that sends souls back into the bodies during after the near-death experiences, the beings are the same as the beings handling the reincarnation cycle.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.